Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has made clear in the past that he does not believe the Palestinians are ready to rule themselves and has not come out publicly in favor of what is referred to as a two-state solution, with Israel and Palestine coexisting peacefully as neighboring states. But that position clashes with long-standing U.S. policy that supports Palestinian statehood. Speaking in Jordan Sunday, Israeli President Shimon Peres said Mr. Netanyahu would abide by agreements signed by his predecessors.
They said he will abide the resolutions of the previous government. And in those resolutions, you have the roadmap. The roadmap is based on a two-state solution. It's divided in two parts. You don't start right away with full answers to all the questions.
But Mr. Peres also made clear that progress depends on an end to attacks by Hamas militants and greater Palestinian efforts to ensure Israel's security. Just before Mr. Netanyahu left for Washington Sunday, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak said he thought peace with the Palestinians could be achieved within 3 years. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said he believes President Obama has a clear choice.
He can continue treating Israel in the cost-free road as a country above the laws of man and apply double standards, or he can choose to have Israel comply, accepting the two-state solution agreement signed and stopping settlement activities, including natural growth. If he chooses to have Israel comply, I think we can open a new chapter in this region's history. If he chooses to continue the cost-free road of treating Israel as a country above the laws of man, I think we're doomed.
With President Obama focused on reviving Israeli-Palestinian negotiations and Prime Minister Netanyahu more likely to focus on the Iranian nuclear issue, some analysts have wondered whether there is likely to be an open clash between the two leaders. Foreign Affairs editor Jim Hoag says he believes a public clash is unlikely.
I think if this was the first Netanyahu government way back, that there might have been a real clash, and there might have been a follow-up of charges, if not directly from either of them, from parties to them. But the Netanyahu this time around, I think, is more disciplined. Probably his pragmatic streak is closer to the surface.
Elliot Abrams, who served as deputy national security advisor in the Bush administration, agrees.
I don't think that at this point it does much good for either man. Certainly it doesn't for Netanyahu to appear to be in a clash. I think the question that emerges really is day two and day three. What are the kinds of leaks you get?
Abrams said the two leaders' staff members might reveal what kind of first impression they made on each other by leaking details of the meeting to the press. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。